8:55 and 79 degrees on this Thursday morning. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you. And grain futures again are higher. This is the third straight day that we've seen upside in the corn and beans. Very nice to see. We saw that the U.S. has decided to leave USMCA. I think that's something that's been talked about, but there's lots of issues with leaving from my perspective anyway. There's nearly $2 trillion worth of trade among the three countries. So we don't want to leave that and just wash our hands of it. I think there will be continued talks for the next 30 to 60 days that may smooth over some of those rough edges that certainly the administration would like to leave without. We are seeing grain futures higher. We've not seen any real solid export business this week. We did have a wheat sale to Nigeria earlier in the week, but we had the weekly export bookings reports, and we already knew those numbers. If they're of any size, they have to be reported on the daily system. But the export reports were pretty much just a ho-hum deal, with Mexico the biggest buyer of corn, China the biggest listed on the beans. We knew those sales were up there. Wheat sales at 11 million bushel looked a little bit supportive today. We are seeing July corn futures at 4.26 and a quarter. That's up 5 1/4 cents. December at 4.45 and a half, up 3 1/4. On the soybeans, we've got July beans at 11.35 3/4. That's up 9 1/2. And November's at 11.57. That's up 8 cents. That 11.60 is some resistance in that neck of the woods. And on the Dease corn, we see a lot of resistance in this 4.45 range. On the meal futures, we're up another $1.80 in the nearby, up $2 in some deferreds. The bean oil are up 86 to 70 points. On the Chicago wheat futures, we are seeing harvest underway on the soft red winter wheat, but in Chicago, we've got a 4 1/4 cent gain in the nearby July at 5.96 1/4, December at 6.19 1/2, up 5. Kansas City wheat's a little bit higher in the July, but the December's up 1 1/4 cents at 6.50 1/4. Livestock futures have really seen a gutted open interest this week. Just huge declines in open interest in all the livestock and grains. But we've got the August cattle futures at 42 cents higher at 2.42 1/4. December at 4.36 75, up 27 cents. On the feeder cattle, we've been lower this week. We've had a lot of wide trading ranges, and yesterday we had a very narrow trading range, kind of the opposite of what's been happening. But the August feeders are at 363.87 cents. That's down 27. October's at 359.02, down 27. On the hog side of things, looks like we're trying to find some stability here. We've been very oversold in the hogs. We've got the August hog futures at 96.82, down 25 cents right now. Outside markets are showing the metals markets are a little bit higher today, up about 70 bucks in the gold, however. On the crude oil, down again, just slightly. August crude at 67.96 is 59 points lower. We are seeing a full day of trade today, no trade tomorrow. So a three-day weekend, we'll see positioning continue into the end of today's trade. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.